Yeah, well, we had a big protest in Currawa on the weekend, the anti-vax mandate. So the legislation that says you can't go to work if you haven't been vaccinated by December 17th affects a lot of musicians and performers. I can tell you that much. I got a video from Nelly on the weekend because I was thinking Friday, oh, who'll turn up to this? Quite a lot of people did turn up. It was a really vocal, really, really vocal protest. And I pray that they get to express themselves and that it not become a super spreader event.
Yeah, I pray that went to the Currawa Surf Club and got a few beers into them. There's enough there. There's good numbers.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, looks like over the next couple of days, weather, December 1, start of summer, but they're saying 100 mils of rain over Tuesday and Wednesday. So we know that, the Gold Coast, thank God for yesterday. It was a nicer day, dried a fair bit out and today. But if you've got any washing done, get it done today because Tuesday, Wednesday is supposed to continue with a lot of rain. So up to 100 mils, and we know there's certain parts of New South Wales still, going through a lot of flooding. So
They said that on Friday, though. Thank goodness it didn't. I had a lot to do outdoors. But they said, Friday, the biggest rain event in 50 years.
I tell you what, we absolutely were very lucky on Friday. It sat just offshore and there was a lot of rain. If that had hit the Gold Coast, we would have been still here with snorkels. The horses were cancelled on the weekend at the Turf Club. Yeah, they would have been running with snorkels on.
Gunnedah Maitland are popping it too, 50-year storm.
All right. New South Wales Health have confirmed, as we didn't know this word, we all learnt it over the last few days. It'll be their new household name, Omicron. Like I said, it sounds like a convention of superheroes at the convention centre.
It does, doesn't it?
Omicron COVID-19 variant in Sydney. We don't know much about it yet. We do know that the two passengers from Africa were asymptomatic, which is a good sign. We do know Pfizer, they reckon they'll have a booster shot or some kind of vaccine within 100 days, which is interesting. And they're saying we're not too sure exactly if this will spread, although Rod McLeod, our intrepid newsreader, just told us that apparently there's more protein spikes on it. It has 30, where Delta has 2. So maybe this will spread, but hopefully with the vaccinations and the vaccination rate, this will help. So far, no government has done the big jump to shut borders. Fingers crossed, though, they're pretty stringent when it comes to international travellers.
With more protein spikes, would that be good for gym junkies?
Please, I knew it. I just knew it.